three classes of people, different degrees of fellowship. Praise God for abundant blessings, dispensing of trying God through our brothers and sisters today. Now let's review one more time about the three classes of people, which is a different degrees of fellowship. Praise the Lord. There is amazing secret to our Christian walk, to our walk with God, church life. It's all there in the story of Tabernacle. So here Tabernacle, we see three sections, right? Outer court, and holy place, and the Holy of Holies. The outer court, as we know, we have Arta and Leber. Praise the Lord. And then holy place, we have incense, shewbread, and the golden candlelights. And then when we enter the Holy of Holies, there's the Ark, which signifies the glory of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Dear saints, let us enter into His glory today.
Amen.
How about His glory today?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How about a Shekinah glory?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the glory of God consume us today.
Amen.
Infuse into us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are here not because of us.
Amen.
I believe we are here today because God destined us, right?
Amen.
Because God planned us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of His grace and mercy and love, we are here.
Amen.
So let us encounter the living God on the top mountain.
Amen.
Like Moses.
Amen.
Perhaps I forgot the verse. Okay, sister. Okay, can you see the verse? I gotta move this thing one more time. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's read this scriptures today.
Okay.
Exodus 33, 11, 8. Begin.
And Jehovah will speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his companion.
What about Hebrews 13, 8? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and yes, even forever.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I love this scripture because Hebrews 13, 8, right? Jesus is the same. He's same. God is faithful even when we are unfaithful.
Amen.
He's same. He does not change. He does not have a shadow. He's faithful. He's real.
Amen.
Oh, He's everlasting.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If God met Moses about 3,500 years ago, God can meet you today.
Amen.
And this is the reason why we are here, to encounter God. Amen.
Amen.
Not only encounter God individually at home, but we can encounter God now. Because He's living.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that encouragement, brother.
Amen.
He's looking into me like this.
Hallelujah.
With fiery eyes.
Amen.
With expecting eyes.
Amen.
And that encourages, you know?
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
It is a mutual benefit.
Amen.
As I'm speaking, I am also gaining Christ.
Sure.
And as you're hearing, you are gaining Christ.
Amen.
It's also always a mutual benefit.
Praise God.
So God is saying, He can meet you, maybe today, huh? Not maybe. I pray God will meet all of us today.
Hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
Maybe,
amen.
Maybe not now, but maybe tonight.
Amen.
Maybe in your dream. Maybe when you wake up tomorrow morning.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
When you wake up, all of a sudden you are on the top mountain.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, now let's go back to, okay, here. Praise the Lord. Three parts. Okay, we see three kinds of people. As we know, Moses, Aaron, and majority of people, the Israelites, right? So Moses was on the top of the mountain. Mountaintop. Aaron signifies at a distance. Right? At a distance. See something, but not clear.
Right.
How about majority of the Israelites? They're at the foot of mountain. Listen, dear saints, as we know, so many saints, we're talking about saints here. We're talking about Tabernacle. This is a salvation. If only the outer court, experiencing only the outer court, this is partial salvation. We need to experience full salvation.
Amen.
So we know that so many saints come to enter into the, let's say this is a temple, They just enter into the temple and they just step into the outer court. And then they never experience the holy place or Holy of Holies. They just step into the entrance and then they leave. How sad that is.
That's right.
Dear saints, let's have a determination to move on, to press on into the Holy of Holies.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Don't you want to experience the living God in your spirit?
Amen.
This can happen. Amen.
Amen.
Because God says God is same yesterday, today, and forever.
That's right. Amen.
Do you know that for God, there is no time limit or space?
Right.
In time and space is beyond, right?
Right. Amen.
So to him, when he met Moses face to face, it's like right now, present, you know?
Hallelujah.
Face to face with you.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Here, Moses was infused by God. Of something of God that was infusing into him. Here, they were watching. It's like TV. Do you want to see the glory of God through TV or real, face to face?
Face to face.
Raise your hand and face to face.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, we want to see his face. Amen.
Amen.
The glory of God.
Amen.
But what about the majority? What about the majority? They were trembling. They were trembling. They were fearful. Lord Jesus. And we don't want to be here, right? Okay. How about this here, the Moses here, the Holy of Holies signifies the land of Canaan, the good land, right? The promised land. Here, the holy place signifies wilderness and the outer court, Egypt. So we need to press on. Wherever you are, we need to press on. Where is the goal?
Hallelujah.
Where is the goal?
Canaan.
Yes, here is the goal. The glory of God will rest here.
Right.
Only in the Holy of Holies. The glory of God rests only here. Not in the holy place.
Right.
Not the outer court.
Right.
Not outside.
Amen.
The glory of God will rest manifest in the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So if we want to experience the glory of God, we have got to enter into the Holy of Holies. And through the blood of Jesus, only we can enter. Even now. Amen.
Amen.
I pray that, you know, brothers and sisters, just forget about everything now. Just forget about everything.
Amen.
Every time you come to the meeting hall, God desires to meet you.
Amen.
God desires to encounter you.
Amen.
Like Moses went to face to face.
Amen.
But if something is hindering you and bothering you, and then you end up not, you know, looking into his eyes, that's a sad, isn't it?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus. This is Lord's time now.
Amen.
Right? It's his time. It's his space. His destined time.
Amen.
We need to give our whole heart, our whole mind, our whole strength, just to him. Amen.
Amen.
Like the priests and Levites. We have no portion other than Christ.
Amen.
Okay. What about, now we can also define it as a Holy of Holies glorification, holy as sanctification, and the outer court as a redemption. Brothers and sisters, let us not be satisfied with redemption only.
Right.
Let us not be satisfied with experiencing of the Passover only.
Right.
We need to move on to the wilderness.
Amen.
And wilderness there, we need to be sanctified.
Hallelujah.
Through manna. We need to eat the word of God every day and be sanctified. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But even sanctification is not the ultimate goal.
Amen.
The ultimate goal of our Father is for us to enter into the glory!
Amen.
Glorification!
Amen.
Glory to glory!
Amen.
Remember, I say glory to glory!
Glory to
glory!
Glory
to somebody! Glory to glory!
Glory to glory!
Come to somebody! Come on! Glory to glory!
Glory to glory!
God Himself is glory!
Amen.
Hallelujah! That glory has been manifested through His Son, Jesus Christ!
Amen.
When God incarnated in the flesh, that was glory.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ lived 33 years on earth, that was a glory.
Amen.
When he died on the cross, that was a glory.
Amen.
When he rose again from the dead, that was a full of glory.
Amen.
Now the glory has become a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
And has entered into us.
Amen.
Now we have glory.
Amen.
So we are actually glory carrier.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
How about that?
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
How about that?
Yeah, Amen. Wonderful.
Huh?
Glory.
Do you sense that?
Oh, no.
I'm sensing it right now. In my spirit, there's a heavy
glory.
Amen. And it's up to you how much you want to carry. It's up to you how much you're ready.
Hallelujah.
You are a glory carrier.
Hallelujah.
Talk to somebody. You are a glory carrier.
Oh, you are a glory carrier.
Are you?
Hallelujah.
Okay, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Even if you don't feel it, even if you don't feel it, believe it and declare it, and the feeling will come.
Amen.
When you believe, the feeling will come, right?
Amen.
And even if the feeling doesn't come, it's okay. One day you will fully experience Him. For salvation, brothers and sisters. For salvation, not half salvation. Amen. So glory, glory, beholding and reflecting. Bible says we are like a mirror. We behold God's glory. And then we reflect. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That beholding has to do with the image of God in Genesis chapter 2, right? 1. When God created man in His image, right? That's beholding. Praise the Lord. And reflecting has to do with now. God gave Adam to rule and to reign over the earth. Dominion, representation, ministry. That's reflected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our life can be defined with the two key words, beholding and reflecting.
Amen.
Let's say it together, brothers. Beholding, reflecting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here the meeting is all about speaking Jesus, speaking triune God with one another.
Amen.
Isn't that what meeting is all about?
Amen.
We are here to boast our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are here to magnify Him.
Amen.
We are here to glorify His name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We should be craziest people on this earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We should be insane and crazy. Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Praise the Lord, right?
Amen.
You don't talk about Brother Lee? That's what he said. The meeting hall should be crazy and loud.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See how the funeral service? We're talking about glory. We're talking about glory carrier.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even if you're sick, I told him I'm feeling weak in my body, right? But doesn't matter. I'm fixing my eyes on Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus. Okay, so Holy of Holies can be signified as a spirit.
Mm.
Holy place signifies as a soul.
Right.
And outer court, our body.
Right.
Right? So body has been corrupted, right? After sin entered into us, body became flesh, soul became self, and spirit died. But the moment we accept Jesus Christ, rebirth occurred in our spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And this is what happened. When we accept our Lord Jesus Christ, we become, right? We rebirth, right? We experience the rebirth. And God, who is the Spirit, came into our spirit. Not two spirits. God's spirit, my spirit. Small s and capital S, right? Those two spirits mingle together. And has become one spirit now. So now it is very hard to discern whose spirit. Is this Holy Spirit or my spirit? You cannot discern. It's like two containers of water has been mixed together. And you cannot divide it any longer, right?
Amen.
Anymore. Because it has been mixed now. Mm. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So here's our spirit, right? So a spirit. Oh, this spirit is all-inclusive spirit.
Amen.
In that spirit, there is an incarnation, there's a life of Jesus, there's a death of Jesus, there's crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, and enthronement. There's everything. It's everything is there in the spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do not underestimate the value.
Wow.
The value, how important the spirit in you is.
Hallelujah.
Because the spirit in you is all inclusive spirit.
Hallelujah. Amen.
There you have all the treasures of this world.
Amen. Amen. Wow.
You cannot even imagine what you have in you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Your spirit means glory.
Amen.
Here's the glory. Holy of Holies is in you.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, here. Again, next one. The Holy of Holies signifies Moses received vision, right? Brother Aaron, I really appreciate your sharing today. What did you say? You said, Brother Aaron. I really enjoy Brother Aaron. I love you, brother.
Vision of tabernacle.
He just said it. It's building the body. It was edifying the body of Christ. He said, let us see the vision of the tabernacle. You see, this is what he saw. right? Moses, Bible said, Moses received the vision of the tabernacle.
Oh.
What is that? He's talking about building of the tabernacle, right? We need to have the vision of the building of the body of Christ. Because if we know just Christ and not know the body, we're only knowing Christ 50%. Right? Christ is the head of the body, but he's also the body itself. He's the body Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we need to see the vision of the tabernacle.
Amen.
The vision of the building of God's temple.
Amen.
All the Old Testament, tent, tabernacle, and temple signifies the church in the New Testament. And now we're about to finish this age of church and enter into the age of kingdom.
Amen.
And the millennium and the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can we pray this prayer? Can you repeat after me, brothers? Amen. Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Open my eyes, O Lord.
Open my eyes, O Lord.
To see the vision of the tabernacle.
To see the vision of the tabernacle.
And I can see it in my spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Bible says, if you do not have a vision, you'll perish.
Right.
So in the Holy of Holies, received vision. Holy place, unclear vision.
That's right.
Right? Unclear.
Right.
There's a foggy. There's too much
right.
foggy.
Uh-huh.
If there's a foggy in our life, brothers and sisters, we need to remove it. Amen. Anything that we are holding on to besides Jesus Christ, it could be a foggy, right? So we need to remove it. What about outer court?
No vision.
No vision at all.
Right.
Okay, let me go on here. Because I need to come to the conclusion. Okay. Here the Holy of Holies signifies milk and honey, holy place, manna, and outer court, passable land. Now, brothers and sisters, here. This is the point I'm trying to get to you. Share with you today. If you are a born-again Christian, you already have eaten the lamb.
That's right. Amen.
In Egypt.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But now is a time that you need to move on to the wilderness.
Right.
But before you arrive on the land of wilderness, you must cross what? You must cross what? You must cross the Red Sea. Okay? Cross the Red Sea. Now, crossing the Red Sea is a consecration of separation. Separating ourselves from the world. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And not only that, there's another river. From land to manna and manna to the eating milk and honey.
Right.
The mineral food, the good land.
Right.
Now we must cross the Jordan River. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now Jordan River is another consecration.
That's right.
Now this time this consecration to become
right.
His army.
Right.
To be formed into His army.
Amen.
Listen, brother and sister, the day is coming.
Amen.
The day is coming.
Amen.
I believe. We believe, right? Jesus Christ is coming back soon.
Amen.
But when His bride is ready, when His bride is ready, He will come.
Amen.
When the bride is ready, not just as a bride, but as a warrior, as the army of God,
Amen.
Then He will come.
Amen.
Because the army of God is ready to deal with the enemy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now this is my conclusion here. Here. Lamb, this was a gift of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You didn't do anything. God prepared the lamb.
Amen.
God prepared His son.
Amen.
You didn't do anything. This is the gift of God. What about manna? This is also a gift of God. You didn't work at it. You didn't pray about it.
Amen.
You didn't ask for it, right? God just sent His manna. Heavenly manna, Jesus Christ. This is also a gift. Here's a gift. Here's a gift. But here, the good land. The promised land. The milk and honey.
Amen.
The mineral food.
Amen.
This you need to labor.
Amen.
Oh, dear saints, listen to this.
Uh-huh.
Only the mineral food will build the body of Christ.
Body of Christ, right.
You cannot build the body of Christ with manna.
Mm.
Listen to the saints.
Mm.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
I'm about to finish now, okay? But
Amen.
This is the point. This is the
Amen.
Point.
Amen.
Just eating manna, you cannot build the body of Christ.
That's right.
Amen.
Because building the body of Christ has to do with everything in the Bible. So, God is urging us today to move on. Not from not only from Egypt to wilderness, but from wilderness to the land of Canaan.
Amen.
The promised land.
Oh.
We are to this Caleb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are to this Caleb and say, we are well able.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to go up to the mountaintop. I found out how high the mountain is. It was about 2,300 meters. 2,300. So it's quite long, quite high. It would take about half day to go up. And it's quite rocky. I found out the top of the mountain, the Moses went up. And when you hit the top, it's all rocky, mysterious. Maybe that is representing Jesus Christ as a rock. I don't know, but it's rocky, right? There's no grass. It's all rocky. But there, to go up to the top of the mountain, I don't know. I love mountain hiking, but I'm not good at it. It would take me so many hours to go up to the top mountain. When I'm in Changsung, I'll go to the mountain there, right? And then Rachel and I, we were just hiking to the middle, not the top. We've been doing that for about a year. And then one day we said, Rachel, maybe today's the day. Why don't we go to the top? Right? And then we looked at each other. Because our physical condition didn't allow us to go to the top of the mountain. So we said, maybe today's the day. Okay, let's go. So we went up. And it's very steep. It's a staircase, right? It's very steep. And you have to rely on a rope to go up to the top. It would take about 30 minutes. And we were like, go to the top of the mountain. And it took us 1 year. A year. No. When we went to the top of the mountain, we said, finally, we got here within a year. When we went to the top of the mountain, my goodness, it was so beautiful. The scenery, sky view, so beautiful, full of mountains. You see the beauty of Korea there. Come, brothers, let's go up there. But my point is, listen, brothers, when you go up to the mountain, it's laboring.
Amen.
It's not easy. Who says it's easy?
That's right. Wow.
It's not easy. But praise God, God is in you.
Amen.
Look, laboring on Christ, laboring on the good land is not easy, but the Spirit of God is in you.
Amen.
And He will lead you. Listen, He led you to eat the land. He led you to eat manna. Now He will lead you to eat mineral food.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. He has done it, and He will do it. Amen. And He still is doing it. Praise God. God is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The one who started good work in us, He will finish it.
Amen.
We just need to open ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
Now look at this. Now, so labor on Christ. Now let me bring something here. Christianity might think this is a wrong concept about labor. But labor? We are not laboring onto something to accomplish something for God. No. God has accomplished everything for us. Praise the Lord. God has accomplished everything for us. All we need to do is labor on Christ. And this means, number one, actively pursue Him. Hallelujah. Because now we're on the good land, in our spirit, with good land. Now we need to pursue Him. Pursue means with all your energy, with all your heart, with all your life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Every time you come to the meeting hall, just set your mind like this. Oh, today I'm going to meet God face to face.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Set of the night, you open the Bible, open the morning Bible book, and you say, tomorrow I'm going to prophesy.
Amen.
Tomorrow I'm going to speak something for Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or I'm going to reject the deaf spirit, and I'm going to speak for Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
This is what it means by pursuing Christ. Pursue. We need to pursue Him. Amen.
Amen.
All right, number two. Oh, where is it? Yeah. Open your entire being to eat Him, right?
Amen.
Remember Revelation 3:20, dear saint, I stand by the door and knock. Whoever hears my voice can open the door.
Amen.
We need to open our door. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And this is, now let me go deeper of this opening our being. Let me go deeper using the Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 is talking about the beatitude, right? The blessing. And then chapter 5 talks about many things, but I just want to point out three things. Number one, poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Dear saints, this is what poor in spirit means. You erase. You used the erase before, right? When you write something, what do? You erase. Or this is white out, maybe. White out, right? You white out. Poor in spirit means, oh dear saints, please hear the voice of God. Poor in spirit means that you white out. You erase all you have learned until now. Erase all your experience. Erase all your concept. Erase all your studies. Erase all your favorites. Your own agenda.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Erase everything. And come before Him with an empty.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This will be a container. Come with empty and He will fill it. Alright? And then it says, blessed are the pure in heart. Pure in heart. Just have a single heart to love Him, Amen. To cherish Him, to enjoy Him, wow. and nothing else. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let anything bother you, hinder you from worshiping Him, from loving Him, from encountering Him face to face. Just have a pure heart, single heart. Amen.
Amen.
The reason we come to the meeting hall is to see Him, to meet Him. Amen.
Amen.
And to share Christ with one another.
Amen.
Got to have a pure heart. The last thing is hunger and thirsty heart. Blessed are the hunger and thirsty heart, for they shall be satisfied. Have a hunger and thirsty heart. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bible says, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can we sing this song?
Oh, Jesus.
This is my desire. And let's close our meeting. This is our desire. Let's all stand together.
Oh, Lord Jesus.